listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are recognizing, visiting with some of our Lutheran camps and retreat centers across the country, part of National Lutheran Outdoors Ministry Association. And today we head to Iowa. We're going to visit with our friends at Camp Iotaseka. Daniel Sanchez is the camp director there in Solon, Iowa. Good morning, Mr. Sanchez. How are you, Daniel?
Hey, good. Great to be with you today.
Thanks for sharing with us about Camp Iotaseka. Tell us a little bit about the history of Camp Iotaseka. How long has it been there, and what has it become today?
Yeah, Camp Iotaseka has been around since 1963. Like a lot of our camps, a lot of Lutheran camps across the country, it took a lot of planning, a lot of people from different synod auxiliary organizations, LWML, Walter League. All those organizations were very instrumental in building up Camp Iotaseka, laying the groundwork, raising support and funds for getting the camp going. The camp was established in 1963, and once they started that, they really began building the facility. And in 1965, they started their first summer camp program, although they'd been hosting some retreats and seasonal events and out at the camp already. Didn't have its first programs until about 65. And, things just kind of, like most camps, grew through the ages, adding facilities, expanding the property. And we have now, we currently have about a little more than 100 acres of land out here. And we're located on the north side of the Coralville Reservoir, which is between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, Iowa. And so we have about 100 acres just kind of on the north shore of that. We don't have access to the lake. We have trails that go down it, but because it's a reservoir, it rises and lowers considerably quite a bit throughout the year. We're really not able to use it a lot for programming. That's a little bit about our history, where we started, and the size of our property today.
And where would we find Camp Iotaseka in Solon, Iowa?
Solon is just north of Iowa City, and there's about a little area here just in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Iowa City is where the University of Iowa is, and there's an area of about 110,000 people there. And then just about 15 miles to the north is the Cedar Rapids area, and there's about 175,000 people in that area. And we're right in between the two towns. There's a reservoir right between the two towns. And Solon is actually just in between the two towns as well. But it's kind of on the other side of the reservoir. So it's a little bit of a strange location to be still part of the Solon Township. So it's east central Iowa. So we're about an hour from the Illinois border. And probably about 2 hours straight north to Minnesota, about an hour and a half straight down to Missouri.
What are some of your favorite activities at camp? What are the things that happen, particularly during summer camp?
Well, I think one of the neat features of our camp is our horse program. It's a program that fills up every week for us here at camp. We have, you think of Iowa you might not think camping culture. You might think cornfields. And though there are quite a few of those here, our area between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City is big and hilly, and it's very scenic. And it's great for horse trails and really getting to see and experience the terrain a little bit. So that's really a fun camp. It's fun to get out and enjoy the hills of this area of Iowa. Some of our other features here that are just a lot of fun at camp, we have a climbing wall and zip line. That's a really real fun one for the kids. They come back from year to year, or even throughout the course of the week, they try and they're not able to, quite get up that wall. But then they keep coming back and trying, and they get to that top, and, just seeing the joy on their faces, the sense of achievement that kids can have. Only to be defeated by the thought of having to go down the zip line to get down from the top of the climbing wall. But that's still another amazing experience right there, getting to go down the zip line. So a couple of just fun, unique features that we have here at our camp.
And who visits camp throughout the year and in the summer as well? What are the opportunities throughout the year? And then we'll talk about summer camp as well.
Yeah. A lot of our Lutheran congregations come out here and use the camp for their own youth retreats. And it's not a Lutherans only club. Camp Idaseka is a mission in the eastern Iowa area. And so just with our summer campers, not everybody that comes to the camp is a Lutheran. We're open to lots of other Christian churches and organizations and schools in the area that come and use our facility. So we certainly have outdoor education groups, other hobby retreats like scrapbooking retreats, but certainly lots of the groups that use us are churches conducting their own confirmation retreats or senior high events, adult Bible study weekends, pastors' conferences are held out here. We have we're owned by our district. We're in the Iowa District East, and so they own camp, and we host. There are youth retreats. We have a confirmation, district confirmation retreat, district senior high retreat, middle school retreat, the district pastors' conferences here. Our district's pastors' wives retreat is also here. And so that's a good sampling of the kinds of groups that we have out here throughout the year.
And so let's talk a little bit more about what happens during the summer, the opportunities during the summer. Who's served by camp during summer camp?
Yeah, our camp programs go for kids who have completed who are going into kindergarten, all the way up until their senior year of high school. That's the age range of the kids that can come to camp. Our earliest program, so we have a day camp program here for the youngest kids where they can still come out to camp, but they don't have to spend the night, so they might have a Monday through Friday during the day camp experience. So we have that for kids, local children in the area. And then we also have our resident camp program, and that starts for kids who are going into first grade. And they can come out to camp for a 3-day, 2-night mini-week camp is what we call that. And then as they get into fourth grade, the opportunity to come to a full week camp, a Sunday through Friday camp, opens up to them.
What does a typical day look like at one of those camps during the summer?
As you'd expect with Bible camp, it starts up with spending time in God's Word. We open up before breakfast here at 7:30. We have a morning prayer which is led by our pastor of the week. So every week here at camp, we have a pastor. Most of the time, it's a pastor in our district, but sometimes we have a pastor from a neighboring district come over for a week. But they lead us in prayer. Then we come over for breakfast, have breakfast, and after breakfast, kids kind of get into their activity schedule. Now, depending on the camp, it varies what they do in the morning. But normally in the morning, there's a Bible study time. And then there's a couple activity blocks as well that, you know, kids get to go to. And that kind of depends on the camp that they're in, too. Sports camp, we have all different kinds of camps. We have sports camp. We have basketball camp. We have a really cool camp called projectile camp where kids they build projectile elements and they get to launch stuff all week. So depending on what kind of camp they're coming to, you know, they might get to go and do some very specific activities as they relate to that camp. But then we also have more generic youth camps where they, you know, get to do the archery, canoeing, other, you know, regular outdoor activities. And so they'll have an opportunity to do those in the morning in those camps. Then there's lunch. Afternoon, they get to select which activity kind of they want to do and go out. And so we give the campers that come to camp a little bit of choice each day where they can go and select their activity. We have swimming. Swimming's a part of our camp program. We have a pool here at Camp Idaseka. So that's a fun time, always a fun time. And then the day goes on as after supper, or just before supper, there's another there's afternoon prayer, which is led by the pastor of the week there as well. And then we get into the evening and we do some more all camp games or all inclusive things. Sometimes those are running games, and sometimes we have a skit night, so that all the cabins prepare a skit to show to the rest of the camp. And that's always a fun thing to get to see and see all the kids' talents really come out at that event. Then the last night of camp during that time is what we call big event. And the last night of the week, of the full week camps, is we do kind of we call it the wow, but it's a passion drama that takes our camp theme. So we have a Bible study theme throughout the week, and we select scenes from Scripture, and our staff escort kids from scene to scene, and we act out those scenes to help kind of tie the whole thing back together. And so that's always a really unique and meaningful, powerful thing for the kids to see. So after a big event, then the last thing before they go back to their cabins at night is campfire. Of course, we get to sing some songs. We get to another thing we do there is our staff always have a skit at each campfire. And it might be funny, it might be serious, but it kind of points back to something that was really an essential part of the Bible study, a lesson of the Bible study. So that's a pretty full day of camp. Most kids are pretty tired after a day like that.
And the counselors, too.
Yeah, the counselors, too, yes. Yes, indeed.
Daniel, do you have a story of a camper or a staff or someone that camp has really made a difference for them that really stands out for you?
Yeah, you know, I think these last couple of years, you know, a person might think of going to camp and they'll think, oh, great, you know, it'll be fun and games, and yeah, they'll get to do some Bible study, and it'll be great. But you know, I think these last couple of years, there's kind of been a little more tone of seriousness from some campers. When they get to camp, it's sometimes the cares and the cares that they have and the rest of the world, the frustrations tend to boil over. And they get to camp, they know they have a safe place where they can talk and be heard and not be bullied. 2 years ago, rather, I remember that we had a group on camp. It was their first day, and these campers have been coming to camp for several years now. They were high schoolers, and the first thing they did when they got to camp is they didn't want to go play their favorite game or activity. They wanted to sit down right away with their counselor, and they said, you know, how do we talk about certain issues? How do we talk about you know, these things online? We're getting bullied in places. You know, just because of our Christian faith. That was a really eye-opening thing. You know, it helps bring a new meaning to, you know, what camp can offer to young people today. You know, in an area, in a world where their beliefs are constantly being challenged. And to give them a safe place where they can go through the Word of God yes, grow in their faith throughout the course of the week and hear the gospel, but also, you know, be strengthened in the defense of their faith, too, because of their camp experience. I think that's something that, you know, is really sticking out to me these last couple of years and something that I'm really noticing a bit.
Well, we have just a little time left before we wrap up. The name, Camp Iota Seca. Tell us a little bit about how the camp got that name.
You know, it's a little funny. The first time I heard Camp Iota Seca, I worked at another, I was working at another Lutheran camp at the time, and I was in a staff meeting. I'd just gotten off the phone with a representative of the camp here, and I said, "Hi, I'm so-and-so from Camp Iota Seca. We'd like to consider you for this position." And I was so excited. I went to the staff meeting. "Hi, guys, I just got a call from camp, well, it's in Iowa." I had no idea, how to say it again for the second time, let alone spell it. Iota Seca stands for Iowa District East Camp. In fact, when the camp was established, it just used to be called Iodeseka. And I think a lot of people didn't understand what Iodeseka meant. So it's kind of been rebranded over the years to be, you know, Camp Iodeseka. So Iowa District East Camp is what it stands for. There's actually quite a few people in the district who don't know that. So it's always a funny little story to tell.
And how can we find out more about what's coming up this summer, the summer camp and opportunities and registration, things like that?
Yeah. The best place is our website at campiodeseka.org. The other great place is just looking for Camp Iodeseka on Facebook. We put a lot of our information there. Registration is currently up, and our online registration, people can download information from the website to send in. And our online registration will just be open as well here just this week.
And Iodeseka, Iodiseca, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
CampIodiseca.org is the way to find out more about Camp Iodeseka. When does summer registration roll out?
It's already started.
Already started.
Yeah, already began.
All right. Well, time to jump on it if you're looking at Camp Iodeseka for the summer. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today, Daniel Sanchez, Camp Director, Camp Iodeseka, Solon, Iowa. Thanks for being my guest.
Hey, thank you very much.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.